The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Lamed Het. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Mor Zekani Yosef Ben Sarah, Bimarat Zekanati Yafa Bat Sarah, with all the Shabbat, Abraham Ben Esther, and Hashem Tenehem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Nom, Hashem Medina, Salah, Muhammad Batahar, Salah Batahar, and Hamsiyun Ben Esther, in the referent of him. Amen. We begin today's daf on the Mitzayin Amud Bet. We had a machloket in yesterday's daf on the interpretation of the word Moshmotechem when you see it in the Torah. Rabbi Ishmael, he learned Moshmotechem to mean that it means after the Jewish people are settled in Eretz Israel. According to the B, the Ezer, Hilan Moshmotechem means Mechon Moshmotechem. All of your dwellings, Afidu, Behotzel Aris. It was the Machloket that we had. So the Gemara now comes along and says, Bishlama, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines in the bottom. The Gemara says, quite the opinion that says Moshmotechem means in all your settlements afilu b'chusal ha'aretz. Now we understand the pasuk that's written Vayochelu me'avur ha'aretz me'machorat ha'pesach. Says when they came into Eretz Israel in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, right? So it says they started to eat from the new crop or from the old crop me'machorat ha'pesach, starting from the second day of Pesach, once they brought the Korban HaOmer, so now everything becomes permissible. So Rashi says, Bishlama leman da'amar, bottom Rashi. Moshav dechtiv kebe hadash. When it says by the mitzvah of hadash, Moshmotechem, lav yirushav yishiva ata, it's not coming to tell me that they didn't start eating this, they didn't have the laws of hadash until after 14 years. Shavir Mahlok, according to Shita, it says, Ahare Yerusha. So he learned that for the first 14 years the laws of these things don't apply. The laws of Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaYayin, for example, we learned yesterday, doesn't apply. He learned after Yerusha, but according to the opinion, it says B'chutzaretz is good. Why? Because it's when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz me'orat ha'pesach, me'orat ha'pesach achul. Yeah, from the second day of Pesach they started to eat from the crop of the land. Ha'va me'ikara lo achul. But initially they did not eat. Why? Because the laws of Hadash apply Bechutz La'aretz as well. Moshmotechem means everywhere. It doesn't mean Nahar Yerusha. So there was no 14-year delay. That's why it says right when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the laws applied immediately. So they couldn't eat from the crop until the second day of Pesach, where everything becomes permissible. That's very good. Alma implying Akerov Omer. First, they have to bring the Korban HaOmer, like it says, B'ma'orat HaPesach, V'Hadar Achol. And then they ate. B'moshmotechem means everywhere. So there's no delay when you come into Eretz Israel. And therefore, the laws of Omer apply to me. That's why it says in the Pasuk in Yeshua, they didn't start eating the old crop, the wheat, Hadash, until when? Till the second day of Pesach came. Year one. Immediately. Oh, but according to the rabbis that say that it means Ahari Yerushavi Yeshiva, Moshmotechem, after you're settled, Nichul le'altar, let them eat the Hadash immediately. What do they have to wait till Mahorat Pesach? The law is not going to apply until 14 years later. What are they waiting to the second day of Pesach for? Just like you told me, right, by the case of Nisuch HaYayin, for example. We said, oh, the laws of Nisuch HaYayin for Yahid, I want to bring on a Korban, on a Bamat Zibur, he's got 14 years to worry about it. Good. Hari Yeshiva ve Yerusha. That's what I'm saying over here. Because no.
Gemara says, lo avet zeriche.
You're right. They could have eaten the new crop immediately, but they didn't need it. They had food already from already the midbar. So they were eating the old food that they had with them. Which means the pasuk that said that they didn't eat the crop, the new crop, until the second day of Pesach, it's not halachic. They could have ate the new crop immediately. They have to wait for the Korban HaOmer. But what? They had old food. So they didn't need to. So when did they start eating from the new crop? It happened to be on the second day of Pesach.
Gemara says, "Dichtiv," like the pasuk says, "Ubdei Yisrael echlo taman arba'im shanad bohamet eres no shavet." It says that the Jewish people ate the man 40 years until they came to the land of their settlement. Etaman achlu ad bo'am ad el ketze eres Kenan. But the pasuk then says they only ate the man until they got to the border of eres Kenan. So make up your mind.
Make up your mind. Did they eat it in Eretz Israel, or they eat it to the border of Eretz Israel?
This is in the Pesukim. So look at that. She just gives you the words. Eretz no shavet. That's from the other side of the Jordan. She asura me Eretz Sihon ve'ol kedash kam leMoshe sheyam etaveh likanesla dekari la tova.
So Eretz no shavet. Even though it's on the other side of the Jordan. You didn't get to Eretz Israel maybe yet. That's still considered part of the land of the settlement. Moshe should have been yearned to even go across the Jordan River in the lands of Sihon.
Ketze Eretz Kenan be'arbot Moav.
That's on the other side.
Shisham met Moshe. She Eretz Emori.
That's the Emori area of Asfat Yerden.
So Haket, that comes again and says, so how do you reconcile this case? Ketzad b'shevcha be'adar met Moshe. On the 7th of Adar, when the Jewish people were still in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Upasak man milered.
On that day, the 7th day of Adar, the man stopped going down. That's it. Moshe Rabbeinu zechut. Panasa stopped. No more man.
Vayu mistapikim miman shebichlehem.
Miracle happened. Normally the man would decompose by the next morning. Here, they were able to sustain themselves with the man that was in their vessels.
Ad shisha asar b'nisan.
Until the 16th of Nisan, which means they brought it into Eretz Israel. The man that they ate in the midbar, that's the man that they ate in Eretz Israel as well. And it lasted until the 16th of Nisan. After the 16th of Nisan, which happens to be the second day of Pesach, what happened? They ran out of goods. Oh, now they started to eat from the crop of the land. Not because halachic. According to this opinion, the laws of Hadash didn't apply until years later. Ela, the pshat is the anyan of the logistics. Logistically, they ran out of man
after that point. Okay. Good.
So therefore, when it says that they stopped eating the man in Ksea Ares, in Eretz Israel, I'm sorry, in Bechutz Ares, they stopped eating the man, or they ate the man, means they ate it until the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it stopped. And then from that man, they took into
Eretz Israel itself. Good. Tanya Idach, we have another braita. Ubnei Yisrael achu taman 40 shana.
How many years do we eat the man? 40 years.
So we're going to ask the technical question. V'chi 40 shana achlu?
Was it really 40 years that they ate man?
Why not? V'halo 40 shana haser 30 yom achlu.
It was actually 40 years minus 30 days. Why? Why is it minus 30 days?
Look at that sheet. Haser 30. Shenistapeku me'ugot she'osiu me'misrayim.
Ah. The man didn't start the second they got into the midbar. They still had ugot with them, matzot, that they took out of Egypt. So they ate that for a while.
Dichtiv, v'yis'u me'elim, v'yavo'u kol adat b'nei Yisrael el midbarsin, asher ben elim u'ben Sinai, b'hamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha'sheni.
That's right, the 15th of Iyar.
Uchtiv batre b'shiftenu al tzir ha'basar, uchtiv hininim mamtir lachem, lechem. Alma b'shisha asar b'Iyar, Haman itchil lired. Now we have our rules. We have facts we're giving now. 16th of Iyar. That's the 16th to 15th. By 15 they complained, 16 it came down. So the 16th of Iyar, that's already the anniversary of the beginning of the man. And when did it go until? Well, they ate it until the 16th of Nisan, that we just learned. Didn't we just learn that they it stopped on Zayin Adar? But they still ate. They ate it for another month, whatever it is. They ate it a month and change, until the 16th of Nisan. So really, it's 40 years minus 30 days. It ended on the 16th of Nisan, while it began in the 16th of Iyar, year one. So why are you telling me? It's a technical question. You would say 40 years means about 40 years. But the Gemara is asking, well, it's not 40 years. It's 39 years and whatever, 11 months. So the Gemara says, Ela lomar lecha, ugot sheotziu memisraim ta'amu ba'em ta'amman. It's coming to teach a chadush. It was like they ate man for 40 years. Even though the first 30 days when they came into the midbar, they were eating the leftovers of Misraim, it tasted like man. Miraculous situation. So therefore, yeah, it was man for 40 years. The ugot tasted like man. Good? Next beraita. All beraitot that are relating to the man. Tanya idach. B'shiv'a be'adar mit Moshe, u'b'shiv'a be'adar nolad. Okay, we know Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, and he was also born on Zayin Adar. Minayin she'b'shiv'a be'adar mit. Now, of course, it does not say in the Torah explicitly when Moshe Rabbeinu died. It doesn't say that he died on Zayin Adar. We know it from a calculation. How? She'ne'emar v'yamot sham Moshe eved Hashem. So he died over there by the in the midbar. Uchtiv, vayivku b'nei yiset Moshe ba'arbot Moav 30 yom. So keep the calculation. 30-day mourning period. Uchtiv, vayi achare mot Moshe eved Hashem. Uchtiv, u'Moshe avdi met ve'ata kum avor. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu died, God tells the Jewish people, "Okay, kum avor, go." Cross the Jordan. Uchtiv, Avru bekerem mahane, v'savu et ha'am lemor, hachinu lachem seda. Prepare for yourself provisions. Ki be'od she'losh et yamim, because in 3 more days, tavru et ha'yarden. Uchtiv, ve'ha'am alum en ha'yarden, be'asol la'chodesh ha'rishon. And we know that they went across the Jordan River on the 10th of Nisan. So therefore, go make the calculation. You have Moshe Rabbeinu died, whenever he died. We don't know when he died. That's the unknown. That's the X. But we know it was a 30-day period. And we know that after the 30 days, God said, take 3 more days in order to prepare yourself provisions. And we know that on the 10th of Nisan, they entered Eretz Israel. Take 10 Nisan minus 33 days, we'll backdate you to Zayin Adar. If we had Zayin, no, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right? Go 33 days backwards. Halamata shebishra be'adar met Moshe. Good, simple calculation. Uminayin shebishra be'adar nolad Moshe. Oh, now we got to go the other way. How do you know he was born on Zayin Adar? So you want to say, Shneimar? Vayomer alehem ben me'av ve'asim shana anochi hayom. Today I am exactly 120 years old. Lo uchal od laset ve'labo she'en tamud omar hayom. We have to say hayom. I'm 120. Mat tamud omar hayom. Melamed. Not only by Moshe is teaching, he's teaching a general rule. Shekadosh Baruch Hu yoshev u'memale shenoteim shel tzaddikim miyom liyom u'mechodesh lechodesh. Which means Borei Olam fills the days of the Tzaddikim to the day and to the month. Shnei Emar et Mispar Yamecha Amale. Borei Olam says, right, the days of your life I am going to fill. So therefore they live complete years. Yeah, we have a brighter. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Shalosh mitzvot nitztavu Yisrael b'chnisatam la'aretz. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, 3 mitzvot the Jewish people were commanded when they went into Eretz Israel. Rashi tells us what they are: Hadash, Orla,
and Kilayim.
Bechnisatam la'aris, shereh b'midbar lo zar'u velo katru velo nat'u. Obviously, there was no planting in the midbar. Vinoheget ben ba'aris ben bechutz la'aris. Good. Rashi holds that these mitzvot apply ben ba'aris ben bechutz la'aris. V'uadin shi'in hagu. And then he says, Rashi, ha'chadash mefurash bo moshav. By hadash, it's clear, it says the word moshav, moshmotechem. Ve'kasavar kol makom she'atim yoshvim mashma. Because so Rabbi Shimon Yochai learns like the shitot that learned moshmotechem to mean everywhere. So hadash applies everywhere. Ben ba'aris, ben mechutzal la'aris. How does he know orla and kil'ayim? So the Gemara says we can deduce that from a kal vachomer from hadash. What's the kal vachomer? Uma hadash she'en isuro isur olam. Right? Hadash is only a temporary isur, because every year on the second day of Pesach, the hadash wheat becomes permissible. So it's only a temporary isur. Ve'en isuro isur hana'ah. Because the halakha says you're allowed to feed your animals even from the hadash wheat, so it's not asur for hana'ah. Ve'yesh eter le'isuro. Which means, go where she says, En isuro, isuro, yesh eter le'isuro, ubiyom shisha asar atzmo, on the 16th day itself, isuro mutar, im yesh omer karev. Okay, on the 16th day, so what was the first part then? En isuro, isur olam, Ela kol shisha asar benisan, dichtiv ad etzim. It sounds like it's the same item twice. Which means the first shot is in isur olam. That means what? The maximum that it's going to be asur is going to be until the 16th day. Once the 16th day of the Nisan passes, regardless of what you did, whether you brought korban or omer or not, it's asur. V'yesh eter le isuro even on day 16. How? If you brought korban ha'omer. And it's mutar b'hana'ah. And what? Even though it has all these kulot, it still applies ben ba'aris, ben mechutz la'aris. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai comes along and says, first wide line, noheg ben ba'aris ben mechutz la'aris, kil'ayim. When it comes to kil'ayim, that's planting together, right? Two vegetables together next to each other. Or a grape next to a wheat and things like that. She is suran isur olam. There's no heter. The sur forever. The isuran isurana'a. And you can't feed it the animals is isurana'a. That she says we learn from the pasuk tikdash. It's like shun ekdesh. Ve'en etel isuran. Which means there's no day that passes that's going to become permissible. Ben ba'aris, ben b'chutz la'aris? Certainly, kilayim is much more strict than hadash. V'huadin le'orla b'shtayim. And orla, it has two out of the three stringencies. What are the two out of the three? Rashi. Afa orla ba'a b'kal v'chom, is it b'shnei hokachot? Afa pisha shlishi en ba, she'en isuro isur olam. Right, it's not isur olam because after the third year, it's permissible. Miyu isura na'ahu, v'eno heter betoch yeme isuro. Right, there's no heter during the 3 years of isur. Like Hadash has, that during the time of isur, which is the 16th, that's yeme isuro, you could be matirat on the day of isur, through korban. So therefore, you can still make a kal vachomer from orla. From three items. It has two leniencies more than Hadash. So therefore, kal vachomer, orla will apply according to Rashbi ben ba'aris, then me'ot to la'aris. Good? What's going on? Says, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol mitzvah shenistavu Yisrael kodem kenisatam la'aris noheget ben ba'aris ben b'chutz la'aris. Any mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded before they got into Eretz Yisrael, which means it's a mitzvah that's not dependent on the land. So it applies ben ba'aris, ben b'chutz, applies everywhere. Continue. Le'achar kenisatan la'aris, but any mitzvah they got commanded after they entered the land, ena noheget ela ba'aris. So it only applies in the land itself, chutz min hashmatat kesafim, except from the law of shemitat kesafim, that's at the end of the Shemitah year, right? All debts that are owed to a person, he has to clear them, he has to be mohel them. Vishiluah havadim, in the yovel year, in the 50th year, the jubilee year, he has to send out all his slaves. Even though they were commanded on these laws after they entered the land, still okay, so that's the rules. So comes the Gemara and analyze Hashmatat Kesafim, hold it, Shemitat Kesafim, Chobat Hagufi. What are you telling me the reason why Shemitat Kesafim applies? It's an exception, which means even though it was given Ba'aris, it's going to apply B'chol Tzalas. Forget about that reason. The reason why Shemitat Kesafim applies B'chol Tzalas is because it's a mitzvah shebeguf. Shemitat Kesafim is a monetary law between Adam and Avos, got to do with the land. So you should have just told me. The reason why Shemitat Kesafim is Hayav B'chol Tzalas is a mitzvah shebeguf, it's like Tefillin. What do you got to tell me? Even though it was given when we got to the Aris, you should know it applies to Chutz La'aretz. It applies to Chutz La'aretz because it's Mitzvah Shebegufo. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, no. Lo netzrecha ela lech detanya. Like the Braita. Detanya Rabbi Omer. Veze devar ha-shemitah shamot. It says the word shemitah twice. Veze devar ha-shemitah shamot. Double language. Beshte shemitot ha-katuv medaber. Ahad Shemitat Karka, the Ahad Shemitat Kesafim. So here we learn there's two Shemitahs. There's Shemitat Karka on the ground, you have to let the land go fallow for 1 year, and you have Shemitat Kesafim. Bisman She'atam Mishamit Karka, Atam Mishamit Kesafim. When the laws of Shemitah apply, when you're in Eretz Israel, then the laws of Shemitat Kesafim kick in. Bisman She'atam Mishamit Karka. And at a time that you're not doing Shemitat Karka, for example, either when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, before they came into Eretz Yisrael, or after they were exiled outside of Eretz Yisrael, where they did not fulfill Shemitat Karka, I etam Shemit Kesafim. So therefore, the Pasuk is coming to teach me that what? We know it's Chorba Shebaguf, especially Begufo, but it's linked to Shemitat Karka. Only when the Shemitat Karka, that's why before they entered Eretz Yisrael, they did not have to do Shemitat Kesafim, because they never had a Shemitah yet. Once they entered Yisrael and Shemitat Karka was activated, so now Shemitat Kesafim was activated throughout the world as well. But once Shemitat Karka is deactivated in Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason, Galut, no more Shemitat Kesafim. Good? Oh, the Gemara says, wait, maybe I'll learn differently. Ve'ema b'mkom she'ata mishamet karka, ata mishamet kesafim. U'b'mkom she'en ata mishamet karka, en ata mishamet kesafim. Maybe learn it that Shemitat Kesafim is dafka ba'aris. And learn the pasuk. Where there is Shemitat Karka, meaning ba'aris, that's where the Shemitat Kesafim. Maybe it's an item of the Eretz Yisrael. Who told you to learn it? That's even b'chutz la'aretz. You're learning, once they're doing Shemitah in Israel, Shemitah Kesafim applies everywhere. Who says? Maybe learn it more constricted. Maybe say, no, where there's Shemitat Karka, that's where there is Shemitat Kesafim. Tamud lomar. Ki kara Shemitah la'Hashem mikol makom. At the end of the pasuk, it says, "Hikara Shemitah LaHashem." That's mashma that God called Shemitah everywhere, everywhere. Mikol Makom. I cannot be talking about Shemitat Karka because that's an item of Israel. So therefore, it must be coming to tell me it's talking about even the Chutz La'aretz, and therefore the pasuk before is just constricting it at the time when it applies, not where it applies. When it applies, only when there is Shemitah in Israel. Okay. Good. Now we get to the next item. Shiluah Havadim. So you said what? Shiluah Avadim, even though the mitzvah of Yovel was given when we got into Eretz Yisrael, the law of Shiluah Avadim, which is dependent on Yovel, is going to apply even Bechutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, Shiluah Avadim, Chobat Hagufu. It's got nothing to do with the land. It's got to do with the owner and his master, and owner and his slave. And therefore, it's Chobat Hagufu. So it should apply Bechutz La'aretz because it's like a regular Chobat Hagufu. It says in the Pasuk, Ukratem deror ba'aris. Right? You will call freedom in the land. So I would have thought, ba'aris in. Husla aris lo. Beferush, it says deror ba'aris. Ta'ud omar yovel hi. It is yovel. Where? Mikol makom. Everywhere. Im kemat ta'ud omar ba'aris. So what does it say yovel ba'aris then? If you tell me yovel is everywhere. When they're still commemorating Yovel in Eretz Israel, then the law of Yovel is going to apply. But if they stop doing Yovel in Eretz Israel, why would they stop doing Yovel? Could be they don't have a bed din. Huh? The majority of the people not in Israel, you need the majority of people. There's rules for your veil to apply. So therefore, enu noeg bechutz al ha'aretz. Good.
Wow.
So that's that subject. So now we learn a law that today there's no din of shilu. Well, there's no din of eved today. But if there was a din of eved, there would be no law of sending him out because we don't have your veil in Eretz Israel today. In your veil, they don't have a bet din. They don't have the majority of the people yet living in Eretz Israel. So therefore, the law does not apply. Good. Okay, now we go to the last point. Tananatam, we learned in the Mishnah. Hadash asur min haTorah bechol makom. Oh, this is a Mishnah in Orla Perigima Mishnah Tet. Hadash. Number one, asur min haTorah, which we know that we know pesukim, but the hadush of the Mishnah bechol makom. That means a person living in America. Right, and they have the old, the new wheat that was harvested, or that was after the second day of Pesach, the new crop that they planted after Pesach. So until the next Pesach, all that hadash wheat is asur. This Gemara is saying it's asur min haTorah. Asur min haTorah means asur deoraita, and it's asur b'chutz la'aretz. If you look at the little letter over there, that indicates to us, the little dalid, that is the halakha.
Yep.
The Rambam brings it down, and Tushan Aruch, you read the Asiman Resh Saddigimal, Sa'igbet. Can I have that book of yours for a second? Let's just look for a moment to see the Lashon of Maran here, because that sounds like a serious halakha. I'm just going to quote Maran's Lashon. It's Isur Hadash Noheg, ben ba'aris, ben bechutz la'aris, ben b'shel Yisrael, ben b'shel oved kochavim. Straightforward. Supplies everywhere, doesn't matter whose field it is. So that's like this Mishnah. Orla, halakha. Orla is asur bechutz la'aris, halakha. We don't know what that word means yet, halakha. And this kelayim planting two things together, that's asur only midrabbanan. So there's three levels. You have hadash asur min haTorah, chutz la'aretz, orla from a halakha, whatever that means, and then you have kelayim midrabbanan sofrim. So Gemara says, my halakha, what is halakha? Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel, hilcheta medina. What does that mean? Rashi says, that's like a third of the way down in Rashi, Chetam Medina, Hinhiguhu, Hem Aleim B'chutz La'aretz, which means, it's not Halakha of Moshe Mesinai, which means they themselves in Chutz La'aretz, the people, accepted upon themselves this law of Orla, to be stringent B'chutz La'aretz. Ula Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Ula said name Rabbi Yohanan, no, Halakha of Moshe Mesinai. It's not just a local law of some sort. This is halakha l'Moshe Mesinai. It's mandated already from Sinai. What's the difference? Amar le'ula l'Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlama l'didi d'amin halakha l'Moshe Mesinai. According to me, that says it's halakha l'Moshe Mesinai. Haynu deshan ilan ben safek orla l'safek kil'ayim. To me, it makes sense what the Mishnah is going to teach us. There's a difference when you have a safek on Orla to the Safek of Kil'ayim, Ditnan. Safek Orla Ba'aris Asur. You have a case of Safik or not. How would you have a case of Safik or not? What happened to make it a Safik? So that she says over here, you don't know if the tree is in the third year or not. You don't know what year it is. Or let's say it got mixed up. You have some young saplings that got mixed up in some older trees. So you don't know. A guy brought you a fruit. You don't know which tree he brought it from. So therefore, right, the guy brought the tree and fruit. You don't know which tree he brought it from. Guys, Safik or not. Ba'aris? You have to be Mahmir. Safik. Deoraita. Dehumra. We know that. Besuria. In Syria. Mutar. What is Syria different than anywhere else? Rashi says, Besuria. He Aram Soba. Shekabash David. That's David's conquest. Vesanfa'im Eretz Yisrael. He annexed it to Eretz Yisrael. Vekasabah, this opinion holds. Kivush Yahid Lasheme Kivush. It's a private conquest. So therefore, Aram Soba does not have the same Kiddusha as Eretz Yisrael. Hilkach Sefiko Mutar. Therefore, you can take the Sefik Mutar. Ulkaman Parchina. Viala Kalamashem Messinai Behotzalahares. Heach Bekir Besfeka. What do you mean? If you tell me Halakha Moshe Sinai is even B'chutz La'aretz, I don't care where you are, even Syria, why should we make him? U'mishaninan ema kach ne'emra halakha. No, that was the halakha. Sifika mutar B'chutz La'aretz. Vada asur. Which means, if you tell me it's Halakha Moshe Sinai, I have flexibility to understand what the Halakha Moshe Sinai was. And the halakha said, Halakha Moshe Sinai or la asur B'chutz La'aretz vadai. Ava sifiko mutar. Therefore, the Hadush is even in Syria. Don't worry. It's considered Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, Safek or Na'al, Halakha Moshe B'Sinai, Mutar. Now, B'Chutz La'aretz, which means outside of Syria, you can even be a little more lenient. What? Yored Velokayach. You could let the goy go down to the field. As long as you don't see him, what he's picking. Go down to the field, let him come back, give you the fruit. No problem. But she's in Syria. If it happened, they'll be lenient, right? In Chutz La'aretz, outside of Syria, go down, send them down. Look at Rashi. See, we're worried. We don't want to confuse Syria with Eretz Yisrael because it was close. So we still were a little mahmid in Syria because it's close to Israel. But Chutz La'aretz is far away from Israel. No problem. And she says, Yored Yisrael. He's going into a Sefek zone. Just don't watch him pick. No problem. However, but by Kil'ayim, which obviously Kil'ayim can be more lenient. What does it say? Tenan. Kerem anatua yerek. Kerem, that's not tua yerek, which means you have a vineyard next to the vegetables. Problem. Right? Yeah. The yerek nemkar chutzalo, and you have a goy selling vegetables right next to the field, so you got to be concerned that what's effect that these vegetables over here came from that kelayim field ba'ares asur. Okay, because kelayim ba'ares is effect doraita, and you have a effect of effect doraita the chumra. Besuria mutar. In Syria, no problem, because it's already chutzalo ares and sefek the rabbanan. Because we said kelayim b'chutz la'aretz is midrabbanan. Sefek rabban l'kula b'chutz la'aretz, and chutz la'aretz even better. Yored v'loket. The Jew himself can go down. Yeah. Oh, well, not the Jew. Goy. Yored oved kukavim. V'loket min kelayim mamash. U'mokhe l'havero. U'bevat shlo yilkot b'yad. Okay, as long as the Jew doesn't do it himself. Right. So therefore, according to this opinion, we understand it. Why? Because I can tell you, Halakha Moshe Sinai gives you flexibility. Halakha Moshe Sinai is going to tell you that what? It's really B'chutz La'aretz. Halakha Moshe Sinai is going to say, Orla Asur. But what? On Safek Orla Mutar. Halakha Moshe Sinai. That was built into Halakha Moshe Sinai. Therefore, in Syria, and then Chutz La'aretz, if you have Safek, no problem, you can be lenient. And now we understand, but by Kil'ayim, that the whole thing is Drabbanan, right? That's the Midrash Sofrim. So therefore, Safek in Syria, also the Akel, and in Utsul Ha'aretz, you can even go down, tell the goy, go down and pick the stuff for you.
Yeah.
Good. However, Ela Lididach, according to you, that says what? That Orla, B'chutz La'aretz is a halakha, meaning it's a local...
Divrei
Hakamim, that they accepted a part of themselves, Divrei Hakamim. Just look at Rashi, by the way, I didn't do the bottom Rashi. U'bevat shelo yilkot. That's talking about in Chutzal Ha'aretz. He'chaver asma biyad. Now, v'im ita de'orla b'chutzal Ha'aretz divrei sofrim, v'lo halakha Hashem Sinai, ma'i shina da'amid b'safek olam b'safek kelayim. Exactly. If you're holding that orla is midrabbanan, so therefore, why is it different than kelayim? Even by orla, the halakha should say b'chutzal Ha'aretz, he should be able to tell the goy to go down and pick for him and bring him back the fruit. By Orla, we were Mahmir, we said, but that's Yireu and things like that. We were more strict. What are you more strict for? If you tell me, Im Zemet Devre Sofrim, Vezemet Devre Sofrim. So why on one rabbinical item you give more leniency, the Chutzal Ha'aretz, by Kalayim? What do we say? Tell the goy, go down, pick me up the goods, bring them to me. Mashenkin in Orla, you were more strict. Why? If Zid Rabbanan, Zid Rabbanan. But according to me, that's Halakha Hashem Sinai. So therefore, it can be more, there's room to be more strict. But according to you, what's the Hidlu? Right? So I give Ela Lididach, Nitni, O Ze Veze Yored Velo Kayach. It should say, Ze Veze, Ben Be'orla, Ben Be'kilayim, Yored Velo Kayach. The guy himself can go down, the Jew himself can go down and collected, because it said that by Orla, it said Bechutzas Yored Velokeyach. That was by the Goy, right? Yored Velokeyach. Was that the Goy?
No, he was talking about
Chutzal. No, Yored, as she said above, Yisrael Velokeyach Min Aoved Kochavim, which means by Orla the Jew was allowed to go down to the field himself and take from the goy himself that was picking from the fields. By kilayim, we said what? By kilayim, the language, we'll just get the language over here. The language was, he sends the goy down. Yeah. By kilayim, you send the goy down. By orla, he himself can go down. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, what do you make it a haluk? If it's both in a banan, it should say either, or zev is a yurid vinokaya. By both of them, he can go down himself to the field. Same thing. Or Zev is a yored v'loket, or meaning
send the goy down.
Zev is a yored v'loket. What's that level?
Abur Yisrael.
Right. Let the goy go down and pick for the Yisrael. The first level is he himself is going down. Sounds like he's doing it himself.
You can't look at it.
Now I just can't. Well, the first level is what? That's good. Zev is a yored v'lokeya. He's going down. The goy is doing the picking. He takes from the goy.
He's not looking.
Okay. Or zev is a yored v'loket. In that case, over there, he's very much going down and
picking the stuff
himself, like with the goy watching him.
Yeah.
Keep it consistent. So comes Gevurah and says, "You're right." Ha Amar le Shmuel Rav Anan. Yeah. Tani. Learn in the Mishnah. O zev ze yored velokayach. Without watching the goy, if he picks it, go down and get it. O zev ze yored velokayach. Yeah, go down and watch him pick. Which means, you're right, it is consistent. Since both are Rabbanans, we're not going to make a hiluk between Kelayim and Ola. You're right. According to your Girsa, you're asking me. But we have a different Girsa. Mor bered Ravna matni lelekula. And you should know, Mor bered Ravna had the lenient Girsa that said what? Ze veze yored veloket. That what? He can go down and watch the goy himself pick the goods. As long as the Jew himself doesn't pick it himself. Good. So you see over here the leniencies. So the Maaseh comes out. We have a fantastic machloket. Let's just review when we're done. Orla deoraita be'eretz Yisrael. Kilayim deoraita be'eretz Yisrael. Adash Asur Ba'aretz, Deoraita, obviously. Chadash happens to be Asur, Ben Ba'aretz, Ben Mechutz La'aretz, Deoraita. Okay. Mim Moshe Votechem, Kol Moshe Av Memashma, like Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai said. That was also the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah. And that's also the Shita of the Mishnah over here in Orla. So you have three different sources that teach you Chadash. Orla, Ba'aretz, Deoraita, Mechutz La'aretz, Halakha. מה זה הלכה? או הלכה משה מסיני, בוודאי, בספק יש להקל, בסוריה, to a certain point, but it's close to his sense, a little more מחמיר, that what? If he brings it to you, the ספק עולה, no problem, but in the חוץ לארץ, you can even go down to the field, good? And כלאיים, בארץ, דאורייתא, חוץ לארץ, דרבנן, according to that understanding. And the Drabanan, so you have Safek Drabanan, the Kula. And some learn that no, even Orla, Bechutz La'aretz is Halakha, meaning it's Drabanan. And therefore, whatever you're lenient by Kil'ayim, you're lenient by Orla, and vice versa. Therefore, it works the same way. And the Ma'aseh, they're being lenient to the full degree. That what? You can go down to the field, take it from the goy that's picking, so long as you don't pick it yourself.